these annihilating showing spirits. But there are so many annihilating showing who are so bitter, who said Thomas Napshin Christi, who refused to even the Kalazanis there, like the Palestinian suicide squads. So then these Amalekim were not spared. And that the question arises, how did Chol kill the town? The Gemara says, the Chol is just Kalachem. Daily Mechotu, Ketani Mechotu, Ma'al Nefeshachas, Chosoteo, the Tifti Motzi Chol Badom, you have to bring in the Gla'ufe. So, come on, first, so has come on, come on. In Deum Hotu, Ktanum Hotu. So why did he? So he doesn't come back. But he didn't follow up his own Kalahim. So they show me two things. First of all, he shouldn't have the Eskikashi against the Bin. Kalahim are against the Bin, so he cannot ask the Kalahim against the Bin. You can ask the Kalahim from one person to another person. But the Kalachim are against the Ben Shom, is not shy of the same. So Avraham Avinu did not say Kalachim, but the Ben Shom told him, Kach es Bincho es Zechit Cho es Zizho, Kach es Hafto, Lech Wa Arz Am Lech Kucho, Lech Wa Leil Wa Leil, Bishom Leil Alach Ad Arorim Asherim Alach. So immediately he was in his house, and there is a primer in that Medrash. The Medrash says, that from the Avraham Avinu, when the Ben Shom told Avraham Avinu to bring Yitzchak and the Akedah, so he didn't ask any questions. Then, when the Malach said to him, official here from the Altastron, Kiati Yodati, Kiyarakimata, Sachmas, Bimchos, Chit from many, so then he asked the Kashi, yes, Mulamah, for the Rebbe, to be Yitzchak, Kol Chazov, the Abayim, Atraim Ali, Kachel Dung Rishpifres, Esrit Chokha Shorat Lecho, Malaz HaMeyol, Val Leil Shom Leil, Alach HaDoron Shom Leil Lecho, Viachshav Atraim Ali, Atraim Ali, Atraim Ali, Tishlach Yotvon, Nahal Tazlimu, Ki Ati Vati Kirli Kimato, Vokosach, So it was shown in them the Balamus and the Kashi, why did it be asked? The Kashi before then it was more relevant. Now he already had it carried. He was new for the Kashi. So he has the Kashi after he got it. So the Ashonim say, because I'm repeating it the way I heard it from my father, the Yiddish. Thus is the most Navon of Inu, in the most from the Egele Kapotim. In plain English it means it's measuring kapotah with the measure of one's own kapotah, one's own judgment. In other words, they are blinded from a morphic approach. They are imagining that they had been in the place of Avraham, and that the Ben Shalom had told them, Kachet Bikhasir Kashar. So they would estimate the three Kashar. But Avraham Avinu was on a higher level than they. So, the answer is, how you say, when the conflict between Chassidim and Sanhedrin arose, so then there was a very bitter conflict. Today there is no bitter conflict. What's the conflict between Chassidim and Sanhedrin today and the time? So, today there is certainly no conflict anyway. The Chassidim won, the other Chassidim are in England, even the Sanhedrin are Chassidim. What difference does it make whether you are a chosid of the Yubavitcher Rebbe, the Gea Rebbe, or a chosid of the Nebraska Rebbe, or Leipzig Rebbe, what difference does it make? They're all chosid. The only misnagdim that are left today are chosid. Not the Chicago police girls, not only the Chicago police girls, are misnagdim. Josh Lima Priscus also misnagdim. So what was so now Rav Chaim said the only difference between misnagdim is that Chassidim say hated before Borosama entstanden, sei Hegel öfter mal schon aktiviert. Der Rabbam also has been to sell us. Of Gorshom, our after him. What the difference? But the main conflict was about the involvement of his not being in the moon. Not that the Hasidim are opposed to that. We also believe in moon. But the Misnagdin had the habit of asking God. Schneim, er ist in die Talle, sehen er an Jesus, sehen er an Jesus, sehen er Kulusche, sehen er Kulusche, die Shova, Korecho, Tschengli, Koches, Kotschi, Yachol, Yachol. So then, the Misnagdin of the Tashi, here we see Yachleku, and who are the spaces, yes, how are the high on the view, I shall they say, why am I shall they say, I'm not going to go on the thing, the terrace, because he has been talking, Shane, Shane, and then I'm not going to go, then I'm not going to go on the Chaneir, is Yachleku, Shershon of the Sapor, is Yeshido, is Yachleku, Machlekes, Sumeres and Chachom. So he says, the exceeding from Franklin, then he is cautious against the Torah. How are you allowed to discuss it then, so? Why the Gemara says, in one case, why does he want to say, that's the way it is, why he is cautious against the Torah. So he says, so it's a joke. Why is it a joke? Yeah, why? Can we ask the Kashi against Koradume, the Tayat Meir, the Tami Tere? That's the first question. Who goes to the Kakdu? In the Holy Shusha. Sometimes it is a because the Torah is in tennis. Being pain of the Ishland. So that's how our Bono Bino's Dino says the Kashi, at the very outset. Esmer Mardoch, Mardoli, Jumisoi Tocha Zora, Ba'ato, Ba'ato Eimali, Kakal Bino Sechit Chom, Eschit Kasha Ato, Lech Lecha Rasamirio, Ba'leil Shom Ba'il Arach Lorem Shem Alech. Because then it would be Kashi against the Torah. Because when the Malach said to him, Avrom, Avrom, Artish HaShut Vanao, Matas Lemur, Kadu Yudat Kirantimato, Vechsachta has been persecuted from many, so that was because of Ashmish. One of the Jewish Atirin Breshers then, Shnei Ksuvim Matrishim Zeze, Ashiyovi Akos Ashmishi Davir. So one Pasuk was, Yisro the Kohos Amen. The other Pasuk was, Kachno Ebin Chos Ritcho, Asher Afto, Sitzro, Kasher Hafto, Vlecho Artamio, Balen, Vahaleu Meil, Alachad Orem, Asherim Alech, Asherim Alech. So, it's not true, so it's not even Dorish. But when he said, Hatishnach Yotana, that was because of Ashlishi and Achilat. But otherwise, before the monarch said to him, Adon Adon, so he had no right to escarches against the bench. Just as one has no right to escarches against Boradim, the Tayat Meir, the Tamei Teirin, or the Tamei Teirin. Alright, so that's the answer. That's the why show when he killed a god. So he said, Kashishiku Mosh Chavecho, King Tishka, Menoshe Menach. Because Agag was certainly ready to become Zaynus Menach. Why not? Hitler Yimach Shmei would not have fully committed suicide. But suppose the allies would have said to him, if you accept not to make war against any nation, so we'll let you stay, and we won't put you in prison. Would they agree? Would they agree? And all the Nazi leaders would they agree? But in the case you don't know the case. And how about the Khtani? We didn't hold the Khtani my hot. So Shaul made two mistakes. One mistake is why does he ask Cassius against the base? Then Shaul knows better. Let's say if somebody I once read, there is a book written by Rav Shulman, I forgot his name, in Eretz Yisrael. It was very close to the Blazer Shach. Yes, we close to the Blazer Shach. It's about Shiva. So he wrote a play about the historical fact. Hitler, when he was a baby of 3, was very sick. And all the doctors gave him, I don't know, his asthma, very extreme case of asthma. So they gave him up. There was one Jewish doctor in Vienna who stayed with him for several weeks. The mother begged him. She cried. Hitler's mother begged him. She cried. So he stayed with the baby until he recovered. So imagine, I forgot his name. You know what I mean? His name?
Zohar.
Uri Zohar. Yeah. The big Baal Tshuva is under the influence of the Blazer Shach. Everything he does, he asks the Blazer Shach. The Blazer Shach, he gave him a skomer on the book, imagine. Gave him a skomer and he played. Imagine that. So he says, raise the question, suppose he wouldn't have saved him. So many millions of Jews have been saved. So he's the carpet, as the Torah says. When Shaul killed the Tiananmen Square of Moscow, it says, Now the English. Of course, Shaul thought, so there is really one mistake. One mistake was that the Estikashka, when the Novi tells him. Oh, and then...
He spared
Agag and all the Amaleki Mikyo. So it's a stirum nail bed. The Hashem told him, we have to understand why the Hashem told him. Now there is a Gemara, the Chilek, Omar Rav Akiva, Ktane Rishi Yisrael, Yeshlam Chilek. So Ktane Rishi Yisrael means the children of the Rishi Yisrael. Rishi Yisrael, the moon, the Achis, the Mishamon, who are in the Chilek, but the children, creating the human is no longer until they go up and become 10 years old and they have their own doubts to choose their own Derech HaChayim as in the category of Yenki Shodayim Shalachot Yesh Lam Chelet but if Tana Yadishi and Yisrishi Abel in Lam Chelet Abel in other words Ksilim Yisrishi Yesh Lam Chelet Abel but Yadishi Abel Rishim Yisrael. So, you see, the Nazis, they, all the same in Yisrael, the Homo and Nagin, all the same in Yisrael. So the children who are in Yedim in Yisrael retain the status of the father. The father is a Nazi, the child is also a Nazi. So that's why that was the Teretz. Dilm Chotu Talmachot. Because the Tannin retained the moral and spiritual status of the world.
What would be the answer to the question, the good question about if it's only, if the left means that it's just passive,
yes.
So how can you have a
punishment? The elements of nature, you won't be served.
What about being a canary and being a leader?
What do you mean a canary leader?
Every punishment is Nidah.
Every punishment is Nidah Keneged Nidah.
When you have Nidah Keneged Nidah, that shows that's a direct Gzeir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
No, a passive Asoch HaZdas, so to speak.
So how did it come out to be Nidah Keneged Nidah if it's just Asoch HaZdas?
The Rishon knows what will be Nidah Keneged Nidah.
And he did decree it then.
What? No, it's decreed indirectly. That.
So it's not really Medigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedigmedig
So the Midik Negev Midah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was gozer that this should happen.
No, he doesn't decree. He just allowed the elements of nature to run the story.
And how the elements end up being Midik Negev Midah?
Because the elements of nature, the Rebbein Shalom wouldn't be on guard to prevent them from running the story. From the run the story anyway.
So how did it end up being Midik Negev Midah then?
In regard to every human being, especially in regard to Amish Hoyer.
So how did it end up being a Midik Negev Midah if you just let it run on its own course?
Because the Rebbein Shalom takes notice that the Midik Negev Midah is not executed when the elements of nature are not allowed to run the earth. Midik Negev Midah. In other words, the Rebbein Shalom, it's not the Rebbein Shalom introduced the onshin in the system of the world. It's a part and parcel of the system of the world.
He even introduced Midah Kemidah Keneged Midah?
In the world, in the system of the world.
So, this, the fact that the Mitzrayim, they're drowned in water.
Yeah.
That's that punishment.
Also was also introduced in the system of the world. In the system of the land. Let's see.
Where there could be the meaning of the day, where in the past of like the job again.